from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
SB. On the phone from his home. What's up, WIP? It's the WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. By the way, Ike, we will be, Tour de Delco resumes tomorrow.
Woohoo!
We'll be at the Streetlight Kitchen and Bar there at Drexelbrook, there in Drexel Hill, where my wife is from. As I remind her, it is in Upper Darby, even though she says she is not from Upper Darby.
Is there peeps stopping by?
My wife's peeps?
Yeah.
Probably not. Probably not. Maybe. You never know. But while we're there at the Streetlight Kitchen and Bar over there at Drexelbrook, Elliot Shore Parks will join us in person.
Oh.
Elliot's called.
You got Elliot to come out to Drexel Park?
Yeah. Drexel Hill.
That's what I said.
Elliot, brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Elliot, do you feel like you are big in Delco? Are you a Delcosman?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm big everywhere, right? Especially this time of year with training camp going on. And I'm feeling better. So, you know, I'm ready to go. I'm ready for tomorrow. I'm excited.
Oh, man.
I was hoping to invite people out. So Elliot will be with us for an hour. At 3 o'clock, I was hoping to invite people out to see, as we introduce him, to boo him in the crowd. not everything you say, just when we bring you on. I thought it would be a nice touch.
I don't think you'll have to invite people. That. That's what I'm walking into. That's part of the gig.
You know. That is part of the gig. Yes. Yeah, it's part of it.
By the way, you have made it.
I know some of that too.
By the way, you have made it part of the gig. By the way, you know.
Yeah.
So last time we spoke, Elliot, it was Friday. It was the day after the second preseason game. And I think both me and a lot of people, everybody was like, hey, wait a minute. Tanner McKee just looks like he's better than Kenny Pickett. Why is he not the number two? So they've had practices since then. Curious how both Pickett and McKee have played since then. Anything to cement what we felt on Thursday night or change it or how's it been?
Yeah, so Tanner McKee did not take the momentum from the preseason game and ride it into practice. So they practiced twice. He had a decent Saturday. I will say on Saturday he was better than Kenny was. But on Sunday he was 3 of 9 with no touchdowns, 2 interceptions. One of those interceptions was returned for a touchdown in like a full scrimmage type of setting. So he did not have a good weekend overall. And yeah, I think that's kind of where they're at with the backup quarterback spot. I think that they know that in the games, like, McKee looks better. I mean, everyone can see that. But as someone that's been to all the practices and obviously there with him in the meeting rooms and such, I think in the bulk of what they see, Pickett has been better. I think it's like closer in practice than it looks in the games, but I don't get the vibe that they're going to be making a switch anytime soon.
I trust your eyes. What are your eyes saying? What is it like to you in practice?
Yeah, so to me in practice, I think if they needed to win one game, Kenny Pickett gives them a better chance to win that game. I think if Jalen Hurts were to be out for 2 months, McKee has a higher ceiling. I think McKee can win you a shootout, but if you're going into one or two games, I think Kenny takes better care of the ball. I think his mobility is huge. Like, if Kenny had to play, especially with how this offensive line is playing, and maybe we'll get into that, like, the quarterback is going to be running, and so Kenny is way better at that. McKee has a better arm, but Pickett is better at everything else. And I also think the other beat reporters and other media members have been too harsh on Kenny for practice. I think he has been better than he's given credit for over these 14 practices.
Is that what the NovaCare worm in your brain says?
No, that is not. Telling me those are what the numbers say, and I can read you its stats if you'd like.
No. I'm good. Do you think there's any chance they made it extra difficult on Tanner McKee because they were hearing people say that he's better, so they tanked him in practice on purpose?
I mean, they did give him second team reps, so I mean, maybe putting him up there, was part of it. But no, I think, and this has happened before. I mean, there was. About a week ago, Kenny had a few rough practices. Tanner looked good, and it felt like momentum was shifting. And then Tanner once again kind of turned in a few rough ones. So it feels like he's had a chance to overtake Pickett, and he just hasn't been able to do it.
The only other thing that I had for you, and curious what the weekend was like, is it just seems like the momentum for N'Kobe Dean after the beginning of the year, it seemed like he was pretty much counted out, or everybody had sort of had their hands up in the air, but it seems like in practice and in games, he has really started to come on. Do you think that he is sort of a lock to play a lot or even start?
Yeah. So a week ago, I thought Zach Bond had the job locked up, and I still think week one, snap one, it will be Zach Bond out on the field, but there's no question over the last week, N'Kobe has been awesome. And he's making more plays in the past week than I've seen him make in the last 2 years combined. He had a play on Sunday where it was a pass from Jalen to Devontae. It was probably like a 10-yard out to the sideline. And when I was watching the ball, I thought, okay, here's a completion. I was getting ready to write it down. And N'Kobe just came out of nowhere and batted the ball away for an incompletion. And it was a play I didn't think N'Kobe was capable of making. And what I think is happening with N'Kobe, and Ike, I mean, you can speak to this because me and you did a full year of Players Lounge with N'Kobe. Mm-hmm. And the one thing he talked about a lot, because he wasn't playing that year, was how much film he watched. And I think now that he has 14 practices of him to watch, like he didn't have film to watch before. He was hurt. He wasn't playing. He wasn't practicing. So I think now that he has had 14 days of where he can practice, go home, watch it, practice, go home, watch it, you can see that he is improving as camp has gone on. So I still think Zach Bond will start, but N'Kobe is definitely making a push.
Yeah, this is how I'm kind of seeing this thing right now, E. As we go through this preseason a little bit more, I think the two young Bucks are hungry, and they probably could go out there and fly around and make plays and be carefree, but they also could probably make some mistakes that could hurt you defensively. So I wouldn't be surprised if they start off with the two veterans early just to get, some sort of stability with the defense, the veterans out there, Devin White and Zach Baum. But it wouldn't surprise me if we come out of that bye week, one of these guys is starting, either Trotter or N'Kobe Dean.
Yeah, and what's interesting is, of all the guys we talk about, the name that doesn't come up a lot is Devin White. And I don't think he's having a bad training camp, but he's not standing out the way the others are. I mean, right. Every day we talk, it feels like I'm talking about, N'Kobe did this, Trotter did that, Zach Bond did this. Devin White is playing a lot. He's getting a lot of first-team reps. He just hasn't really stood out. So I think Devin is still the top linebacker, and it'll take a lot to kind of knock him off that perch. Mm-hmm. But you're right. I think they're viewing this as they'll cycle guys in and out next to Devin. And even Devin, I think, might not play as many snaps as I thought he would before. I think they're going to rotate guys at that position.
Yeah.
And the other thing I saw over the weekend that was a concern, especially for an offensive linesman like you, Elliot, is that it seems like Mekhi Becton first got hurt and Steen got hurt in the game, right? Is that what happened? What is the status of Mekhi Becton and Tyler Steen? And if it's neither of those guys, who do you think ends up starting at right guard week one?
I mean, if it's not either of those guys, then I think they have to make a trade.
Okay.
I don't. They had Brett Toth out there on Sunday, and you know, if I had to sound the alarm about something with this team that I think we're all maybe ignoring because of the excitement of the season, this offensive line I think is the one position where they have not gotten better play than they expected. Like the right guard spot to me is a major issue going into this season. On Sunday, they didn't have Lane, who was taking a vet's day off.
So well, just real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt. Is Becton okay, or is he not okay, health-wise?
Yeah, so I believe Becton is okay. I think he probably will practice one day this week. It wouldn't shock me if he wasn't out there tomorrow, but I think they believe he avoided serious injury. So I don't think this is a long-term thing. But the concern I have from watching on Sunday is Jalen was running for his life. Like it felt like every play. Josh Sweat had three sacks going up against Fred Johnson. Jalen Carter had a sack. Zach Bond had a sack. I think Trotter even had a sack. Like they were really coming after him, and it was working. Like the line was an issue. So while they have gotten good play at other positions, I think we're all, me included, probably being a little naive to the fact that there's a good chance week one, if that right guard spot is not good and the Packers just blitz Jalen into oblivion, that this is going to look a lot like it did at the end of last year. So while it's exciting the linebackers are playing well and Quinyon, it's like, the line to me looks like a problem, and that's the backbone of the team. So I think when projecting for this team, you have to take into consideration this line might not be what it has been in past years.
Well, I think we all knew it wasn't going to be what it was in past years, but I think we were all sort of counting on the fact that it wouldn't be a problem, mm-hmm. especially with Mylata Dickerson, Lane Johnson, you know, and the fact that you're not going to have a ton of confidence in anyone replacing Jason Kelce, but Cam Jurgens seems like he was groomed to do so. If the offensive line ends up being a problem, I think that would be a huge disappointment, especially for a team that's supposed to be carried by its offense, you know?
So I think the difference, though, is in past years, they were able to sustain one injury. They had guys on the bench that they felt good about. So all the way back to 2017, it was Big V. They felt good about Jack Driscoll. I know Dillard was a bust as a starter, but he was someone they felt could go in and play tackle if needed. Whenever they have to put a backup in this camp, it's gone really poorly. Fred Johnson is their top backup swing tackle. He played really bad on Sunday. Josh Sweat like really took advantage of him. They have Trevor Keegan, who I like, but is a six-round rookie taking snaps when Landon Dickerson goes out. Their backup center might end up being Dylan McMahon, the rookie out of Utah, who I think was the last pick they took in the draft.
Really? So, he'd be the backup. I haven't heard word one about him since camp started, honestly.
So he, I think, will make the 53. It could be him. It could be Brett Toth, potentially. But if he's playing right guard because either Becton or Steen are out, like they just don't have that sixth guy that they can go to. And so when you lose Kelce, not only does that mean Jurgens isn't your backup center anymore, it means now, you know, you're going further down the depth chart. So I think to a certain extent, you can look at it and go, Jeff Stoutland's a great offensive line coach. The line's always been good. That's more than likely what'll happen. I just haven't seen a team with this many backup offensive line concerns. And Lane has suffered injuries before. Landon is always in and out of the lineup. Jurgens missed time last year. So I think they'll have to rely on them at one point. And right now, they're backup.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's been disappointing.
Well, Elliot, that is an alarm you have sounded, and we will, for insider, well, I don't know, he doesn't get any Insider of the Year credit if the offensive line stinks, right?
That's the take.
No.
Yeah, it's just analysis.
Well, you guys just decide what counts and what doesn't.
Yes, of course we do.
Yes. When you make the list.
Well, you decide what training camp stats matter. Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know. I just write the stats down and tell people. I don't tell them what it means. I just, you know, pass them on.
You know, you're starting to sound like one of the whiners with the rankings. Of course we decide. It's our ranking. Well, and by the way,
I agree.
By the way, the entire committee decides. It's not just
the
three of us.
Thank you, Spike. And again, Elliot was whining about Polygraph Day. Our idea.
Yes.
Well, the difference is I beat the polygraph machine.
Oh, really? That's what you tried to do.
Yeah, I beat
the polygraph. You tried to convince that you were a psychopath. Congratulations. What a win.
Yeah.
Well, Elliot will join us tomorrow at Tour de Delco in Drexel Hill and for a full hour. And if you'd like to get even more Elliot, the Go Birds podcast happens every single day. You get like 15 minutes in the morning. It's a good little pod. I like the 15-minute pods, the 15, 20 minutes. Yeah.
While you're thinking about the Phillies.
Yes. I didn't think I'd ever like the 15-minute pod, but now that I don't have that much time to listen to stuff, you know, 15 minutes is a good one. So you can subscribe to that and you can come see Elliot with us tomorrow for Tour de Delco. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Sounds good. Talk to you.
All right, brother.
The offensive line stuff makes me a little nervous the way he talks about it.
He's a nervous Nancy. Don't be.
Really?
He has to have something to worry about.
Yeah.
And he's been on this offensive line thing. See, you got this is Elliot. That's why I love him.
Okay.
This goes all the way back to the draft.
The draft, right?
Yes, of course it does.
It could prove him right.
Yes. This is why I love him. The guy's a second-level thinker, and he's setting up takes down the road. So I can appreciate that. I'm sitting here listening to him. I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? We got the best offensive line coach in all of football. We turn fifth, sixth, and seventh-round draft picks into starters. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we've done around here. Yes.
Could there be a concern? Best right tackle, maybe best left guard.
I mean, if everybody goes down, sure, we're in trouble. Yeah, we're back to 2020 with Jamone Brown and those guys out there blocking. But I don't have any concern that anybody's going to miss any significant time. I don't want to jinx anybody. All I'm saying is, if you looked at every offensive line in the NFL, how many capable starters do you think they have on their bench?
Right.
Everybody's unproven and inexperienced, and you know, or you got the one guy who can play guard and tackle. Like, every team has that one guy.
Well, even Vaitai, we didn't know was any good until he played.
Yeah, and he had to play left tackle.
I think who's that big Michigan kid they drafted? Have I heard anything about him?
That's the one.
Well,
that's
Trevor Keegan.
Yeah, that's Keegan. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's Keegan. Yeah. Right, and then the Utah kid is the one they took in the last round of the draft.
No, that's NC State.
NC State.
It takes a while.
What am I thinking of? NC State is the little guy, right? NC State.
Yeah, the little center.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
It's a little center?
Yeah, he's a little center.
Yeah. He's little.
Oh, we drafted him?
Yeah.
He's a sixth round pick?
Yeah.
Remember last center we drafted him?
I was out at the trot.
Oh, he's fast little guy.
That hammer is real, for real.
Yeah,
love the hammer.
Once trot got drafted.
Would you rather swing the hammer or ride the bomber?
That sounds like a Twitter poll. It will not be a Twitter poll.
Consider, well, I mean, it's a good question, though.
Yeah.
Considering the context, I may go with swinging the hammer because that means I'm riding with Jeremiah, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Okay. Well, there's all different
if
ways
I'm choosing between
it.
The two.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. Do you trust Rob Thompson? 63% yes, 37% no. I'm surprised at how high that no number is.
I got a question for Jack.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Considering the Phillies stole Bomer from me, started sure. using it, do you think they'd take Rod the Bomer?
I think they're going to pass on Rod the Bomer. Now, they do. Credit
what a,
them.
What a T-shirt that would be.
Well,
that's
then
what
if they? What if they but pause in the parentheses? Or...
That's what I need for the fall, man. We got Red October coming up, man. We need new shirts.
So maybe for next year, they do the Bone bobblehead, but he's riding.
On a bike?
But he's or somebody else is riding the Bomer and the
Solano was here.
Yeah, I see him.
Okay. Well, we'll make sure we don't get fired.
We're all right. What's he gonna do? Fire us? There's nothing against these rules. Yeah, we're not doing anything against the rules.
No, he's going to be riding a baseball bat.
Yes.
Like a broomstick.
Someone's either going to be riding the Bomer or swinging the hammer. There's nothing wrong with that. Either of those things.
The hammer is real.
The hammer is real. I gave
DG
the
had no idea.
Yeah. Dude, I was thinking about it when I was putting it in. Now, yeah. Hold on. Pause.
Yo,
no, hold on. Hold on. Hit the breaking news sounder. When I was putting the system, I was like, poor PG, man. He's about to turn into a drop board
yeah,
legend.
He has no idea.
He's
man.
Legend. He's
in
legend.
In his final year.
Yep. Well, now look, when they eventually put him in the Eagles Hall of Fame okay, or whatever,
yeah.
And BG now has two iconic moments. One, the strip sack. Two, when he said that Jeremiah Trotter was
swings a hammer.
Swings a hammer.
That hammer is real, for real.
I can't wait to the Brendan Graham show. I honestly can't. I'll make him give out the hammer of the week.
Oh, man.
Who swung the biggest hammer?
Yes, who swung the biggest hammer?
Come on, BG. Tell us about the hammers you saw this week. Any big hammers? Jim in Bucks County. You're on WIP. What's up, Jim? Jim.
Just calling about a couple things. First, I think the Eagles' O-line is going to be fine this year. I mean, we got Saquon in the backfield. They just got to make a little hole, and that boy's going to blow people up.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no fear about our O-line doing well. As long as they stay healthy, God help us. You know,
yeah, I don't know what the hell Elliot is. He's like, I don't know. He's like casting a cloud over the O-line or something.
Yeah. You know, but getting back to the Phils, I felt like this for the last couple of years. I'm a 4-for-4 guy, right? But baseball is the most easiest game out of the four to be playing. Why do you need days off?
Mm. Well, because they play 162 games.
They don't... also make a lot of money.
But okay. Jim, I get the money thing. And the way that you said it was perfect. But no matter how much money you make, it does not change your body and mind. It can make you happier. You have a bigger house. You have a nice car. You don't have to worry about your 401k, saving for retirement.
Yeah.
Changes a lot of those things.
Yeah.
But when he's still a person.
He's a human.
Yeah,
he is.
You know, like he's still.
He has feelings.
Yeah, well, and physically, Bryce Harper, he's 30, right? 31.
31.
He's an old 31 because he's been he's been in the league for 13 years. He swings really hard.
Swings a mean hammer.
He swings a mean hammer. Yeah. Swings the hammer very, very hard.
Thor.
He's had elbow surgery in the last year.
Yep. Yep.
He had back issues earlier this year. He was on the IL with a hamstring strain. All I'm saying is he can make $30 million a year. The fact is that if he is beat up in October, we have a lower chance of winning a World Series. No matter how much, I don't care if they pay him $100 million a year. All of that is the same. See what I'm saying?
There are some games where the biggest workout they have is the warm-ups. I mean, like, it's
well, true. Not in Bryce's case. I mean, he is bending over at first base.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, we get it.
That's right. Yeah, that's worth it. You know, no, I'm just saying, you know, to take a day off, you know, from baseball is ridiculous because there's some guys on the field that get a pop fly twice a game.
Yeah, but time, I guess my
catcher, I understand. That's why I'm like with JT, I understand.
But I here's what I love my job, right? There's nothing physically taxing about this, right?
Well, you're standing. You do your laps in between.
I do. But this job isn't physically taxing. I get paid a good salary. I'm not making $30 million, but I get paid a...
What are you making?
What is your salary?
$29 million. So, like I said, not 30. $29 million.
Yeah.
But all that said, sometimes you just need... a day. I don't think that there's anything crazy about a baseball player who's playing. I actually think the more games they play, the more likely they would need a day off. I can understand in football, you're only playing 17. Every game is the same as 10 games in baseball.
It's 100 car crashes, buddy.
Yeah. No, I get it. I could never do it. I'm just saying I could understand that. When you miss one game in football, if you're an important player, that could cost the team in game. Which is enormous.
You're saying missing a game in baseball isn't as significant to the overall result.
Same with basketball.
Yeah.
You know, basketball is the same, which is why they rest guys and why they just say, hey, look, just half the teams make the playoffs anyway. We're just trying to get into the playoffs or just trying to be healthy, whatever. I get it.
So, just to make the playoffs, like last year, the Sixers and the Phillies were both in the playoffs. What happened? And those guys rested a lot.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I disagree that some players don't need days off. I just disagree. Some players do, some players don't, and that's where I trust Thompson to decide who does and who doesn't. So, and you can disagree, I get it, but I trust him. This is what he's supposed to be good at, is knowing those players. This is exactly what he's supposed to be good at. So if we can't trust him with that, I don't know that we can trust him with anything. Jim, tell us...
I'm sorry.
You wanted to be in the afternoon show, Fantasy Football League. What are you adding to the league? Sell us on it.
Well, I'm good in fantasy football. I've won a couple different leagues. I'm not a homer. I'm fun. I'm funny. I don't take it too seriously, but I do take it a little bit seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a really good game, man.
You say you're funny. Say something funny.
I think my whole conversation tried to prove that you were right was hysterical.
That's a good one. That's a good answer. That's a good answer, Jim. We'll put you on the list. We're not deciding now, right? We decide at the end of the show.
Yeah, end of the show.
Put him on the list. All right. Coming up next, we talk more Phillies, including some, I think, very good quotes from the Phillies manager, John Middleton, that might prove that he would fit in on the WIP Afternoon Show. We will get to that in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.